is on the alley. We're going to get started Thursday night with Groove Planet. Then Friday night, it's Jamie Wright.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
And then Saturday, it's the Magic Band as we salute Wild Hearts Equine Therapy Center. It's all fun, and you need to be here. Outside dining, absolutely free. Jazz Fest 2018, Ramcat Alley, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Hey guys, this is Matthew Murdoch with Ed Murdoch Superstores.
And I'm Brian Murdoch.
This month, we have a lot full of 2018 Ram 1500s, so we're discounting them up to $13,000. That's up to $13,000 off 2018 Ram 1500s.
And 2018 Jeep Cherokees are marked down too. 2018 Jeep Cherokees starting at just $18,995.
So Brian, what's the bet going to be this month?
Well, Dad said if I sell more cars than you, I don't have to cut down any more trees down at his new place. So get your chainsaw ready, little brother.
Well, one of us has to do it. We need a place for his grandkids to ride dirt bikes. Glad it's not going to be me cutting down trees this month.
Hey, remember,
if it doesn't say Ed Murdoch's,
you probably paid too much. So come see us at Ed Murdoch Superstores, exit 173 off I-85 in beautiful Livonia, Georgia.
You can get all the details at edmurdochsuperstores.com. It's all about family, friends, and fun during the spring sales event.
The second pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback, North Carolina. With the 12th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Deshaun Watson, quarterback, Clemson.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? An abbreviated edition of the show today, which means if you want in, you pretty much need to get in now. We go to 5:30 today. We will not be talking about Kelly Bryant or Trevor Lawrence today on the show. Now, we've had 2 days of discussing virtually nothing but that, and I'm ready to slam my head against the wall. So I will not be discussing that issue today. You can tweet your little hearts away or text your little hearts away about it, but we will not be discussing that. I will not be reading those texts on the show today. I don't care who you favor. I don't care if you favor Chase Bryce or someone further down. There will be no discussion of that today. Today we're going to focus in a shortened show on the NFL draft. You know, I have a lot of stuff coming up, Ramona. You'll be hearing about it on the station as well. I have the Huddle Report National Draft and Top 100 contest coming up. I think like 12th or 13th nationally in both over whatever. It's a 5-year term. I have come as close as. Did I finish second 3 years ago in the mock draft?
I think so.
Second or tied for second 3 years ago in the mock draft in the nation. I want to win because again, I don't have any help. I don't, you know, these people I'm competing against, they're largely made men. You know, they're the Mayocks and the McShays and the Kuipers and the Gil Brandts and they all have these connections that I simply don't have. So I'm never going to be competing on an even playing field with them. It's just not possible. But that makes beating them that much more enjoyable. You know, my thought on the mock draft is I can't necessarily win the top 10 ever, because I think that's where that information comes in. But I always feel like once I get past those top 6-7 picks, that now you're in my wheelhouse. Now it doesn't matter who you know or what you or what connections you have or who told you what. A certain number of dominoes have fallen now, and now the rest of it opens up to simply knowledge. And I always feel that from that point, from like the 7th or 8th pick through the 32nd pick, that I'm going to beat you. And I don't care who you are or where you come from or that type of thing. So that's what I'm hoping for, because honestly, you know, I was talking earlier when I was telling Deborah that, you know, I have all these big boards. I have white boards, big boards everywhere listing, you know, hundreds of players and how I rank them. And I continue to tinker with the top 100, which again, I think is the actual better test of overall knowledge. And by the way, I can't fix stupid. There are a lot of stupid teams in the NFL. They do stupid things. They make stupid decisions. That's why they suck. And so, you know, I can't account for that. I can't account for the things the Cleveland Browns have done the last few years. I can't. I've actually tried in some cases to think like Cleveland, to be as dumb as Cleveland, and it has been impossible. I knew at some point Cleveland would take a quarterback. I knew that Cleveland would never come out publicly and say that both Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson suck. But that's what they did. That's what they did. The Cleveland Browns came out and said publicly that that they thought both Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson stunk. That's what they actually said. You know, in a draft, in a previous draft that had 8 players at the top that were notable, they traded down to the level of, we can go back and play this. We can go back and play all this because I've said all this before. They traded down from 1 or 2 to 8, and they were right on the verge. That draft had like 8 real players, and every scout knew it. And if you drop below that, there was a tremendous drop-off. Those idiots didn't just trade out of the top 1 or 2. They traded out of 8. They traded out of 8 down to 15, where they drafted a 4th-round wide receiver in Corey Coleman, who was a scrub, and I told you that. And I just was stunned. I mean, these idiots traded down twice, passed on elite quarterbacks to draft a scrub 4th-round wide receiver out of Baylor, who's, by the way, has sucked for them. Now the Browns have John Dorsey, so I expect more sound football decisions, but that's not necessarily what we're talking about, because while the scouting world is fairly unified in the belief that Sam Darnold is the number one quarterback in the draft. Now, there are positives and negatives about every one of these guys. Every one of these guys at the top of the draft. They have their respective strengths and significant concerns. So there's no unified opinion other than Darnold is the least risky. Darnold shows competitive fire and heart and enough accuracy to make people think he's the lesser evil, has the lowest degree of risk. Cleveland may be tracking to take the guy with the most risk, Josh Allen, based on the potential of the greatest upside and based on concerns for the division they play in, the weather, the conditions, the physicality, and concerns over Sam Darnold and fumbles and little hands. But it would be fascinating if the Browns, under a new administration in John Dorsey's direction, again defied conventional wisdom. It doesn't mean they're wrong. Again, look, when I look at Josh Allen and look, these people can talk about Josh Allen. The people who listen to the show know we, this show, are the ones who first discovered Josh Allen. Period. And we told you for 2 years that he was coming, that this time was coming. Well, we're here. And, you know, I always said he was raw, but he was making throws that no one else on the planet could make. And that's still the deal. The deal is he's still raw. There's a bust potential with Josh Allen. He holds the ball too long. He wants to see everything develop. You can't do that in the National Football League. It doesn't matter how good your arm is. You're going to have to throw the ball on time. You're going to have to throw the ball earlier. He needed footwork adjustment. I think, though, where Allen has excelled is since the end of the season. He seems to have consistently improved. He's absorbed the tutoring of Jordan Palmer. It's made him a better player. I don't think there's any question about it. He's fixed some of his issues, at least to the degree that we can measure that when there are no games going on. See, that's the real dilemma. But he's a uniquely gifted individual who demonstrates escapability and a physical nature that you cannot coach. You know, people do not understand how good an athlete the guy is. He's 6'5", 240 pounds, and he can move. And he can shed defenders and throw guided missile strikes. You know, the accuracy issues, I think, are real. The question is, can they be fixed? And generally, regarding accuracy, if it has to do with footwork, those things can be adjusted. If it has to do with throwing mechanics, that's more difficult. Allen's accuracy issues appear to be mainly related to footwork, which he seems to have already gone a long way towards fixing. The other part of it is Allen's smart. He scored a 37 on the Wonderlic, which is amongst the highest scores ever recorded for a quarterback. He's smart. In the whiteboard sessions, he excels. And so he appears to be a bit of a sponge. And there's that. But make no mistake about it, that as I sit here today, here's the deal, Ramona. My top 100 entry is due Tuesday at midnight. I have had that fundamentally done for months. However, of course, I have to keep tinkering with it. I can't just leave it alone. You know, I'll look at these boards and I'll look at the players I have in the next 20. And on a daily basis, I'll look at one. I'll say, I don't know. You know, and I'm making adjustments based on lots of different things. And I'm still weighing certain factors in my final draft of that. But in terms of my mock draft boards, you want me to tell you how it looks? I have never done this before. The mock draft is a domino impact. In other words, you have to fill out the top before you can really start filling out the bottom. Well, the only part of my mock draft that is filled out, and I only do one, and it'll be due Wednesday at midnight. The only part of my mock draft that is filled out is the bottom. And even that's not complete. And one of the reasons is Buffalo. Look, I know and have known for a zillion years who the top... Look, you listen to the show? I told you a year and a half ago that Bradley Chubb would be the top defensive end taken when nobody had him in their top 30. Nobody. Or if he was at the bottom of those boards. I said he'd be top 5 or 6 a year and a half ago. So I've known all along who the top 6, 7 players are, but the reason I can't fill them out is because when you look at the top teams, first of all, I don't know what Cleveland's going to do with the first pick. So there's a dilemma. Secondly, I don't know what happens after that because the order that presently exists, Cleveland at one, the Giants at two, the Jets at three, Cleveland at four, Denver at five, and the Colts at six. It's an almost mortal lock guarantee that that will not be the order when the picks start being made. If it is, then I have a better feel. But Buffalo, who desperately needs a quarterback, is sitting there at 12-21, and they have to make a move. Now, they have basically tried to deny and say, well, we're okay. You know, they're trying to play this game because they don't want to be steam cleaned. But they're going to be steam cleaned. I mean, make no mistake about it. If the Buffalo Bills are intent on getting up into the top five and either move to two or take Cleveland's second pick or something of that sort, it is going to cost them a small fortune. It will not be the conventional trade table. They're going to have to pay something beyond that. There's going to be a premium for Buffalo if they want to move up, because these teams like the Giants at two and Cleveland at four, they're in the catbird seat as far as the positioning of the draft and what's going to happen. And they're going to ask for the world. They're going to ask for the world. It's not just, you know, if Buffalo wants to go to two and sit where the Giants are, it's going to take more than 12-21. It's going to take 12-21 and picks next year and all that stuff. It's going to be all that. And there's no doubt that Buffalo is trying desperately to move up. The problem from my standpoint is that most of those big time deals are consummated the morning of the draft. They're consummated the morning of the draft. And there's discussion about three-way deals. So that's where I sit and where we sit in terms of this whole process. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'll be right back.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want, because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets, because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
When someone or something has been around for generations, you can put your trust in them. I'm Daniel Weber, fourth generation Clemson graduate and your local State Farm insurance agent in Clemson. State Farm has been in business for years, offering home, life, and auto insurance coverage that you can trust, like the trust I hope to earn as your State Farm agent. I'm Daniel Weber, Clemson class of 2011, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. Call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
You've worked hard for several years. Now you need someone to work hard for you on your retirement planning. Where should you invest to reach your goals? Let the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group develop a winning game plan for your future. Every client is unique and every solution is unique. It's your money and it's your future. Talk to the trusted professionals at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or stop by the office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours, or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut.
I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme. Walt Zepsula.
Trust me, you don't want to go down this road with me.
On 105.5 The Roar.
No, I'm no angel.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I know there were a ton of you with draft questions yesterday that we never got to because of the conversation that was ongoing about the Clemson quarterback situation. So I apologize for not getting to those questions yesterday. If you'll kindly re-ask them either via the phone lines, Twitter, or the text line, I will be glad to answer them now. Let me tell you about my friends at Priority One. Priority One absorbed Blue Ridge Security. The best got better. It was a natural union, two like-minded companies founded on the same principles. Why Priority One? They're family-owned and operated. They're locally focused. You know, they're involved in your community. When we had the Tigers for Tata's campaign, they wanted to know what they could do. What they did is they matched every dollar, which is astonishing. They wrote a big check. These are the kind of people that you want to do business with, the people who care about you and your community. And that's what Priority One is. And then when you add in the fact that they're the best at what they do, that they have that same type of commitment, that personal commitment to you and your family's safety, well, then you know who you need to deal with. Security is a personal decision. I'm not telling you what to do or when to do it. I am telling you it is a dangerous, dangerous world. Watch the 12 o'clock news any day, the 11 o'clock news, whatever, and find out. When you're ready, my friends at Priority One will be ready to help protect your family, your loved ones, the things that are most important in your life with the finest technology and fastest response time in the industry. 288-1400, 288-1400. Call them now. You will thank me later. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. All right. Number of these questions on the text line, including one from Carolina Mountaineer about next year's quarterback situation and the potential for Will Grier to become West Virginia's first Heisman Trophy winner. Look, I think Will Grier should have been in that conversation this year. I think he was fabulous for a team that lost a ton from the year before. I mean, I know Grier had a couple of bad moments, but he was asked to do a lot, and I thought he was tremendous. Now, again, he injured his hand late in the year. I assume he's back from that, but we'll see. I do think he's a Heisman contender without question, so in answer to that. Texter asked, does Chad Kelly change Denver's pick? Yeah, look, you know, Chad Kelly is sort of has been the quiet little secret in Denver. And, you know, it's funny because in recent weeks I've thought about this. You could make the case that Chad Kelly's a little Baker Mayfield-like. Now, he has more significant off-field concerns and emotional baggage. But there are some similarities in terms of their size, their attributes, those type of things. I Denver's a hard team to read because they have needs at that spot, but they have thoroughly vetted the quarterbacks as well. And again, that may just be part of the liar's poker. As Gil Brandt says, starting April 1st in the NFL, everybody is a liar. I mean, I heard Brandt say that the other day. He's 100% right. Starting April 1st in the National Football League for the next month, everybody is a liar. And I mean, we've seen guys show up in disguise to scout players, general managers. That's how nutty these people get. And so, does Denver have real interest in these quarterbacks? They have certainly played it out. If this is theater, they have certainly played it out in terms of their potential interest in these quarterbacks. And again, it may be theater. It may be that they're just trying to bait somebody. Elway said yesterday that he's willing to trade that pick. So, you know, if he's willing to trade that pick, then maybe they're not all that committed to quarterback. You know, Texas says Buffalo will be fleeced Danny Ainge style if they want that number two. Yep. Texas says, Walt, let me ask you this. Who has a better year, Deshaun in Houston or Pat Mahomes in Kansas City? I think both of those guys have limitless potential. Limitless potential. I love both players. And I think both teams are doing things to help their young quarterback. They are redesigning that offense in Houston to totally fit Deshaun Watson's skill set and to try and protect him as well. They don't want him taking unnecessary hits. So, and that's been discussed publicly by O'Brien and company. So they're certainly going to play to his strengths. And look, there's going to be a little bit of a book on Deshaun, just like there was with Dak Prescott in Dallas. You know, what people discovered with Dak Prescott is that on first and second down, Dallas was running waggle passes, naked boots over and over and over again. Well, teams got hip to that and started shutting that down. And that hurt Dak Prescott's development. And without question, people are going to have a better feel now for who Deshaun Watson is and what his strengths are. But I think that O'Brien knows that as well. And I think he's already tinkering with adjustments. So I think he's going to certainly play to to all of Deshaun's strengths. And obviously, Deshaun looked incredible before the injury. To be honest, the biggest question with Deshaun Watson is, can he stay healthy? I think that's the biggest question he has. I think his potential and his upside is limitless. I also, though, think Patrick Mahomes' potential and upside is limitless. I mean, he has a cannon for an arm. He's a hyper-competitive kid, and the Chiefs are doing their best to surround him with weapons. Now, I don't think the Chiefs can stop anybody defensively, so they're going to have to score points. But I think both guys are going to be incredible. Texter 419 in response to the Chad Kelly question that he asked says, you're the man, Walt. Thanks for answering the question. No, you're the man. Thanks for asking the question. Look, I appreciate you guys who contribute. I don't care what way you contribute. Contribute on the text lines, the phone lines, the, you know, I try and honor the phone lines first. My Twitter feed at Deptula as Rage. When you ask a question or you make a statement about a player or a part of the process, you're contributing to the show. So I appreciate all that. So it's all good. All good. Texas says, Walt, what do you think Pittsburgh should do in the draft? Should they trade up to get a quarterback? Look, Roethlisberger has threatened repeatedly that he was ready to pack it in. However, his most recent comments have been that he's going to be there a few more years. Pittsburgh has vetted some of the quarterbacks. They've certainly spent time on Mason Rudolph. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Steelers could take a Mason Rudolph if preferred players aren't there. And in terms of preferred players, I think the Steelers are looking at linebacker because of the Shazier situation, and that would mean Rashawn Evans, Leighton Vander Esch. Those would be the two guys who could potentially fall into that realm. If they don't go that way, then I think they could look to address that secondary again. They've made some mistakes in evaluation in that secondary. They could even go safety there in a guy like a Justin Reed of Stanford, who I think is rising up board. So that's how I see that situation. Matthew says, who should my Panthers take in the draft? Look, I think the Panthers are looking at receiver hard. I think they're looking at DJ Moore. I also think they're looking at corner. I think they've spent time with Mike Hughes. I think it could be one of those guys. In the process, they also are thoroughly vetting the tight ends, and the Panthers are in that tight end range. With Olsen aging, they could well look to a guy like a Hayden Hurst. And I do expect Hayden Hurst to be the top tight end off the board. I have for some time. I keep hearing this Gesicki talk. If an NFL team's stupid enough to take Gesicki with as the first tight end, then they have no idea what they're doing. And I hear people like Brady Quinn talking this noise, and it just makes me, you know, it just says, look, stay in your lane, dude. You don't know how to evaluate talent. Just think he's a freak athlete. That's great. But in my mind, he fights the football. He's not a natural receiver of the football, and he's a total conscientious objector to blocking. You can have him. The first two tight ends in the draft are Hayden Hurst and Dallas Goedert. And if you take either one of those guys first, I'm okay with that. You take anybody not named Hayden Hurst or Dallas Goedert, then you've made a mistake. You don't know what you're doing. I'm sorry. Texas says, who could be Alvin Kamara in this year's draft, and do you think he'll have another great year? Well, again, teams are going to adjust to him, but yeah, I think that he's I think he's a special player. You know, the guy who's been compared to Alvin Kamara is Sony Michel. You know, and I understand the comparison, but I think there are differences. I think Kamara is faster, more explosive, quicker as well in space. I think Sony Michel has all those things to a lesser degree, but what you do get with Michel that you don't necessarily get with Kamara is I think Michel is more physical. I think he's surprisingly physical, and he's bigger and thicker than people realize. So I think he can give you some of that same stuff. He doesn't necessarily have the home run capability. You know, I think people thought he would run faster than 4.54, but that was his time. You know, I think he's going to be a very good player, and I wouldn't be shocked if he was the second running back off the board after Barkley. So there's that. Again, you want to get in. The phone lines are jammed up, and I've got a million texts as well. It's exactly what I'm talking about. It's an excellent job, people. These are all good questions, good thoughts, and you're welcome to get in and share them. We'll try and answer them the best we can throughout the course of the day. And I also want to talk about some things I've said because, you know, Ramona, it's interesting. A year and a half ago, I warned that Bradley Chubb was going to be the first defensive end taken and that he would be a top five pick. And nobody had that then. I also warned in 2015 about the coming of Saquon Barkley. When Barkley was a freshman and warned that he was going to be better than Ezekiel Elliott. Right now, the whole scouting world is in complete agreement that Barkley is the greatest running back they've seen in 10 years, that he blows those people away, and that Chubb is the greatest defensive end, and he's better than Bosa and all that stuff. Here's what I want to say. As the person who first identified both of those guys, the world has gone overboard. Because while I have always liked them both, and again, identified both of them first, I think the world's going crazy. I don't think either player is as good as they're being portrayed right now. I mean, I think Barkley is a fine all-around running back. But if you think, as so many of these nitwits are saying, that Barkley is Adrian Peterson, or that Barkley is even the every down runner that Ezekiel Elliott is at this stage, you're mistaken. And as far as Chubb is concerned, I like Chubb. I think he's a complete defensive end. I think he can set a hard edge. I think he can rush the passer. I also don't think he's as good as Joey Bosa was. We'll talk more about this when we get back. I'm coming right to your phone calls on the other side. Before I go to break, let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. Look, they do a great job. They stay true to all the original recipes. They added things that were uniquely their own, like mac and cheese, which they make from scratch. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Champion Barbecue Sauce. That sauce is the finest sauce anywhere. If that sounds good to you, go and try it. You'll thank me later. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They toss them in any of the 8 sauces. They do fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary and unparalleled banana pudding. Trust me. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. When we get back, it's Bob, William, and Matt. I'm coming right to you guys as soon as we return.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, let's have Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits tonight.
I thought you were going to let me pick dinner.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Bojangles.
Head to Bojangles for 8 pieces of chicken for $10.99 and get 4 free biscuits. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Cars cost less and travelers less at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $268 a month and zero down, Get a 2018 EcoSport S with power equipment and sink, sale priced at only $18,999. You heard right. As low as $268 a month. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, the upstate's only Ford President's Award winner in 2017. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Lots to get to. We'll get to it momentarily, but Turner's is a special place. Ramona can vouch for that. She lives at Turner's. Mark and his staff just do an incredible job. Turner's is privately owned. It's not a chain. It's just unique. Their selection of diamonds is totally unparalleled in the upstate of South Carolina. They have all the diamonds you want to see in every price range right this second. You don't need to ask them to order something or to come back 2 weeks from now. I don't go to a hamburger joint and they tell me, well, you can't have one today. Come back 2 weeks from now. No, thanks. I'll go to the place that has them now. That's Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. So go and see them. If it's time to pop the question, get to Turner's. Mark will be glad to help you. They can design any setting in platinum, yellow gold, rose gold, white gold, whatever you want. They have 3D CAD technology. They can bring any piece of jewelry to life right before your eyes. If you can draw it up on a napkin, they can create it, and you can tinker with it electronically until it's exactly the way you want it, and then in 8 to 11 days, they can bring that to life. They do all the work right there. They do all the work right there. They design and make jewelry every single day. They did that for Ramona. They also have a Pandora store within Turner's that is run by two corporately trained Pandora experts who know every bit about that line. That's all Turner's Jewelers. Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Get out there today. All right, to the phones, to the texts, to the tweets. They're not stopping. That's good. I appreciate your contribution. That's what we're talking about. On a Friday, Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, beautiful day, Walt. The yes. Draft, I love it. But everybody's an expert, so I tried to pick a top, 32, the first round. There's too much erroneous information, so I want to wish you luck in the Hubble report. But I have some questions. Now, in the fourth pick, on the if the Bills did offer, well, I'm going to talk about the Browns because they may offer the Giants. If the Bills offered three picks, there's a rumor 12, 96, and 2019 first pick. They've got so many picks already, the Browns do. Would it be worth giving up that pick if they could get a top-tier player? Or would 12
see, that's a really,
that,
you know, player? See, no, that's a really good question. And the answer, Bob, is that Cleveland has spent far too much time in the past trading down and acquiring picks under Sashe Brown's direction. The new administration, I think, understands the value of elite players. And so I think the Browns get that now. They get that they've been burned repeatedly with this philosophy of trading down and acquiring picks. It's why they're still in search of a quarterback when Philly has Wentz and Houston has Watson. The Browns could have had either and others. And basically said no to acquire picks. Well, at some point, you actually have to use that draft capital and make wise selections. And in most drafts, Bob, there are about 8 really good players, as there are this year. And then beyond that, there's a drop-off. So if you're in that top 8, you should not be real quick to want to deal out of it. The one caveat to that is this, and it's something I brought up a number of times on this show, and I've never heard anyone else bring it up anywhere. And that if you're a bad team and you acquire these elite players at the top of the draft, in 5 years when it becomes their option season, if you're talking about a quarterback, you know, your quarterback's not going to be good overnight. So year one, he stinks. Year two, he's better. Year three, he's starting to show promise. Year four, he's good. And now he's coming due. And so you're operating under the rookie salary cap slotted scale now. But when that contract comes due, now you're going to have to pay that guy. You're going to have to pay him like a regular elite quarterback, presumably, you know, $130, $140, $150 million. If it's worked out the way you hoped. And now you have a new problem because in the salary cap system, you're still not a good team. And now you're going to have to start paying elite players. And that's the one question that if I was Cleveland, I'd be considering. I think that logic tells me that they need elite players and that you want to take that fourth pick and turn it into an elite player, a Chubb, a Barkley, whatever. But you have to consider the fact that
in 4 years, if you make wise choices, you're going to, 4 or 5 years, you're going to confront having to pay both of those guys as elite players. Whereas if you turn the fourth pick into additional picks, you might be able to spread that out. You may not get that one elite player, but you may better be able to manage your situation under the salary cap. And that's the strangeness of the league as it's laid out now, because it forces odd decisions or you to think about certain things in a salary cap era that conventional wisdom wouldn't have you think about.
Yeah, and then pay in that within that 5 years.
Right.
Well, since you have this Dorsey guy, do I have time to ask about the number one pick then?
Well, yeah, and look, here's the thing about Dorsey.
Yeah.
Dorsey's a good football man, and it's about time that franchise had a good football man running it. Dorsey's a proven commodity. He knows what he's doing. He's considering all elements with that pick. You know, as he indicated, his phone is still working, because again, if someone came around with a Herschel Walker kind of deal, they'd still have to be open to it. But I think there's a pressure there now in Cleveland that says you have to have a quarterback and you have to take him with that first pick. So I think that's what they're going to do. And I think clearly it's going to be either Sam Darnold or Josh Allen, I think.
But, you know, a lot of people compare Allen to Mahomes as far as when Dorsey was there. But Kansas City and Cleveland are totally two different teams. Cleveland has nothing where Kansas City was loaded in a way, right?
Right. And
is that the way?
Yeah, I think that's true. And you know,
players,
and there are other differences between those two guys. And look, I will say this. Dorsey is a guy in the industry who's also known to listen. He doesn't just... You know, he doesn't just go wild with his own beliefs. He listens to his football people as well. He listens to his scouts, and so I would expect him to consider all elements before he makes the final decision. And it might.
Well, I better get going. You've only got 2 hours. I want to hear more.
Thank
NFL.
You, Bob.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Good job. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. I'm glad we have Matt and Joe. Matt, brother of Joe, Joe, brother of Matt. But before that, we have William. William, brother of nobody. William.
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Hey, William, appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I don't think I've ever listened to one of your shows where I agreed with everything you were saying. As far as Michelle goes, I mean, I'm a Georgia fan. I've seen the guy play on the field, and he will knock the D-Wally out of you. You know what D-Wally, he'll knock the takes out of you, man.
Yeah.
He runs full speed, head on. And he's fearless, but you know, by the way,
I'll tell you something else. Chubb is not as explosive as he was pre-injury. I'm going to your other back.
I agree,
but he's getting a little closer, I think. And I will say one thing. I know when. I know Alabama basically contained him, but he had to do the dirty work in that game. He's the guy who had to run straight at Alabama. If you actually watch those runs closely, I know this sounds odd, but Nick Chubb had some of the most impressive 2-yard runs in that game you're ever going to see. I mean, he runs.
Absolutely.
He runs like a wild horse. I mean, he just he runs with physical abandon, and
that's right. That's
and I
right.
think someone's. I think he's gonna. I think he's gonna wind up being a good back.
Absolutely, either one of them.
Yep, both.
I mean, either one of them are gonna be a great add on to Indianapolis.
I think Michelle. I think Michelle could go before Geis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do, too. And one more thing about Bradley Chubb. Now, I mean, I know everybody's going to say you're crazy. But, I mean, they got him listed as the best defensive lineman as far as the draft. Is that right? Am I right by saying that?
Yes.
Everybody's letting Roquan Smith just slip through their fingers. I mean, he would be a great – if you could get him and Lorenzo Carter on the same team, dude, you'd have the making of a great defense right there. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I trust your opinion, and I'm going to let you go with
all right,
that.
William, thank you.
You got a show to do.
Thank you, William. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Good job.
Yeah, look, Roquan Smith is a sideline-to-sideline tackling machine. And he's much more physical than his size suggests. That said, his size is still his size. And at times, against bigger offensive linemen, he can get washed away. I still like him, and I still think there's going to be a battle for him ultimately here. I think that he could go as high as six. I don't think he will go six, but if he wound up going six, if the Colts stayed where they are, you know, the Colts have desperate needs at linebacker. All the linebacker spots. And we'll continue to talk about this. Matt and Joe, you'll be up first on the other side. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does roofs like Gilstrap. For 80 years, the Gilstrap family has done roofs. That's what they do. They don't do garage remodels or bathroom remodels. They do roofs. And just if you listen to the show on a daily basis, think about all the unsolicited testimony that you've had from people about Gilstrap Roofing. We had James, for example, who called and said that he took advantage of the free checkup. He was sure that his roof was damaged. Gilstrap came out, checked, and said, "No, sir, you don't need to do anything for 3 or 4 years." See, that's the type of honesty and integrity that gets an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. That's Gilstrap Roofing. We had another caller who had Gilstrap come out to check his porch roof. And he was astonished when Gilstrap said, "You know, look, we'll do it for you, sir. You know, we'll have to charge you whatever amount it was." He said, but then they told him that, "Look, we can write down exactly what you need to do in 3 or 4 steps, and you can fix it for $7. He couldn't believe anybody in business was that honest. He opted for the $7 solution. And you could be certain that when he does have a real roof issue, he'll be calling Gilstrap. You should too. 269-1232, 269-1232. Road Rage, quick break. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah! Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The first annual Stump House Music Fest is coming up Saturday, April 21st from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Wahala Memorial Stadium. It's a fantastic day.